This moment is pregnant with opportunity. Don't miss your opportunity. Because we came to deliver. The Bible talks about Israel coming to birth, being pregnant 9 months and not able to deliver. We came to deliver today. Hallelujah. We came to deliver today. I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Tillman and all of the great ministers of this house. Come on, let's thank God for them. Now, all the visiting ministers, I want to thank God for you as well. Come on, let's thank God for them. And then all of the nations that are represented here, I'm excited about that. Come on, this is a global meeting. And if you're here, God summons you here. You might have thought you was just going to do a family reunion and go on back home. But God had a divine appointment for you this morning. You might have thought you came from Switzerland to just see the historic First African Baptist Church. But no, you had a divine appointment with God. Amen. I want to ask my teams to stand up. Praise God, my travel team. Come on, just stand up. We got some intercessors back there. Stand up, please. Thank God for them. And there's a group of innocent. Yeah, there you go. Hey, we thank God for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I guess I want to get right to the word. Is that okay? Somebody, y'all pulling on me to preach. They're pulling back, so it's like, whoa. There's a pool. I've been traveling throughout the United States and other nations, and I'm doing something I just completed in October, something called the Healing of the Nations 50 State Tour. So I went to all 50 states with a message of healing, with a message of harmony, with a message of hope for our nation, and with a message to bring identity to all of Abraham's family. Amen. This message has been used to bring racial reconciliation to all people. And we have to understand God loves everybody. Everybody. And he calls people groups for certain things. Everybody has an individual call, but then we have a corporate call. We also have a call to the nations and whatever else he's called us to do. Amen? So my message has been to let everybody know that God loves everybody. Amen. Let me just say it like this, and just go with me, okay? Loosen up. I think the show was like this. I feel you getting tight because you smell. There's no back of the bus in heaven, okay? I just thought I'd say that real quick. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Hallelujah. I do want to let you know I have some products with me, and it's downstairs. We have a product table. I have a book called, this is my latest bestseller book, Couture Reveal, and that's what I'm going to preach out of today and teach out of. It's about Abraham's other family. I heard somebody in the family reunion said, you know, our dad had several families, and it's okay, so did ours. Amen. Our father Abraham, it didn't just start with your family. It go all the way back to our family, Father. So you want to get this book. It's bringing healing, reconciliation, identification to so many people through, as well as it has a study guide with it, and people all over the nation and in the nations are teaching it for Bible study. They're teaching it for Sunday school and different events. So you want to make yourself available to get these, and you want to make it as a part of your library. Okay, you're looking at me funny right now, but later on this makes sense. It's okay. Amen. I got another book back there that's called The Warrior's Cry. Anybody need help in prayer? We got a few honest folk in here. Let me say it again. Anybody need help in prayer? Amen. We all need help in prayer. This book is called A Warrior's Cry. And it's various prayers in here based on King David's life. How many people know King David had a little something going on? How many people know we got a little something going on? So we want to pray the kind of prayers King David prayed to get some of the results that he got. Amen? God called him what? A man after his own heart. Then I have my Pray Without Ceasing CD series, and it's me praying the word of God to music on various topics. People are playing these in their house and letting them run continuously. Healing is happening. Deliverance is happening. People are getting saved. Children are getting healed. Marriages are getting healed. Amen. It's based on Isaiah 55:11 when God says, so shall my word goes forth out of my mouth. Who's talking? God. He said it's not going to return void. So wait a minute. 2 + 2 = if I pray God's word and it won't return void, then it's going to accomplish. That's what it's said to do. So you want to get that. Here's also a DVD set. This is a DVD set where it's a prophetic act. I didn't say pathetic. Some of y'all got that. But anyway, so it's a group of Jewish men that invited me as Keturah and some of my spiritual sons to come to a meeting. And what they did in that meeting was they got down on their knees in front of us, representing Abraham and Isaac. Representing them, got on their knees and said, "We're sorry, Keturah, for what we did to you and your sons by sending you away." You'll see these men and they start kissing my feet. And they were crying and just real repentant. And another meeting we had the Muslims there who represent Ishmael. And they did the same thing. There's a powerful movement taking place in the earth today. And I'm so happy that we're all a part of it. Amen? Amen. So you can go downstairs and get some of those items later. Here we go. You ready? Genesis 25. That's where we are. Genesis 25, verses 1 through 6. And they told me I had about 3 hours. So go ahead and lock the doors on this. We're not going to let anybody out. So we're going to get this whole message. I'm kidding. It says this. 25:1-6. Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Say Keturah. And she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Midian, Ishva, and Shua. Jokshan begot Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashuram, Latissium, Linium, and the sons of Midian were Ephar, Hadad, Abadah, Eldad. All these were the children of Abraham. And Abraham had gave all that he had to Isaac, but Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines and Abraham that Abraham had. And while he was still living, he sent them away eastward, away from Isaac, his son, to the country of the east. Drop down to verse 9, and it says, and his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him. Amen? Praise God. Let me tell you about something else we've got going on before I forget it. One race. We've got one race, Stone Mountain, coming up. That's going to be in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where over 300 pastors and 30,000 Christians are going to converge on Stone Mountain, go to the top. And what we're doing there is repenting. We're doing racial reconciliation. Amen? You said, why Stone Mountain? Stone Mountain, at the first cross that was ever burned, was burned by a Methodist pastor. Uh-oh. Can I say something wrong? Y'all got real quiet over there. It's okay. You'll be laughing in a minute. But anyway, so it had a Methodist. So we're going as the church saying, we're sorry for what the church did by burning that cross. Amen? See, the Bible says a curse without cause will not light. And what we're doing is going through the nation dealing with some of the causes. Amen. To make some stuff right. See, when God looks at things, he looks from generation to generation. We don't look that far ahead or behind. But God is saying, I want y'all to deal with this. Amen. So come to Stone Mountain August 25th, and it starts about 9 a.m. in the morning. We're going to be there all day on that mountain, repenting, believing God, praying and praising and worshiping him. Amen. So another scripture I want you to look at real quick, Isaiah 60:6. It says this while you're getting it. The multitude of the camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, remember those names? Midian, Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. Here's what we want to talk about today. My journey, I'm the multicultural affairs leader for an organization called Heartland Apostolic Prayer Network. So I'm the person for the nation that's supposed to bring the cultures together. Hello, somebody. That's easier than it sounds, but guess what? God is able, amen? So at one of those events, and you have to go with me real quick, one of those events, we do things called identification repentance. You ever heard of that? That means that I can stand on behalf of all the people I represent, and I can repent. For example, I'm a woman, so I can stand on behalf of women. I'm a leader in the body of Christ, so I can stand as a leader and repent for things. I'm African American, I can stand on behalf of African Americans. I'm also Native, I can stand on behalf of Native Americans. You get the picture? And I can repent. I can repent on behalf of mothers and fathers and parents and all kinds of things. So we do these meetings and we have different cultures come together and repent so that we can begin to heal some of our nation's wounds. Amen. Don't believe the hype, all that you're hearing and all that you're seeing out in the world, because the enemy is trying to stir up this racial thing and keep it going and make us miss what the main thing is. The main thing right now that God wants to do is bring revival to our nation. The main thing God wants us to do is let America lead us in racial reconciliation. One of the main things that God wants to do in this time is get people saved, healed, delivered, and set free. If we take our faces off the main thing, the enemy's got us focused and off on trails that we don't need to be on. Amen? So we had one of those meetings where they had like about 700-800 people. It was high praise like this, and worship was wonderful. And one of the Jewish rabbis got up and got the mic. And he said, I want all the African American people in here to come to the front. All 3.5 of us got up and went to the front. You said, where do you get that hat? There's always a Caucasian with a curl right here that says, I'm black. Standing there, he and his wife get on their knees in front of us. See, this is real deal stuff right here. We're not playing with being mad at each other for years and years and crazy stuff. It's about forgiveness. Amen. It's about letting pride go. It's about saying, you know what, God, I won't lay it all down. Anyway, they got on their knees in front of us and said to us, we want to repent to you on behalf of what our ancestor King David did to you. And I said, wait a minute. A whole lot of people have done stuff to us, but King David too? He said, yes. Now don't get ahead of me in the story. He said, yes, for when King David and they were moving the Ark of the Covenant, remember they moved it wrong on a new cart and shouldn't have. If you go to Leviticus, you'll find all that out. But anyway, when the cart stumbled or the ox stumbled, Uzzah stuck his hand out. You remember that? And the Bible says God killed him. So David got angry with God because of that. And here's the story. And they were repenting. They said, because our ancestor David got mad at God and said, I do not want the Ark of the Covenant to come into Jerusalem right now, because he might get mad, God, and break out and kill us all. Let the Ark of the Covenant go to that African Obed-Edom's house. said, what? And I think I passed out. It was so strong. Here's what the deal with me was. I said, oh my God, Obadiah was an African? And he said, yes. See, I came out of a generation that told us that we were, in the Bible, we were to curse people, you know, connected to ham, spam, bologna, and cheese, those people. That's where I came from. And so for me to hear that there's an African with a prominent position in the body of Christ, something in me began to break. You're looking at a very broken woman. And then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. Hold the phone, Jerome. Obadiah didn't make out too bad. Because the Bible said, when the Ark of the Covenant was in Obadiah's house, everything that Obadiah had was blessed. His children was blessed. His cattle was blessed. His wife was blessed. And the Bible said, even to this day, he's got a man serving in Israel. Goodness. And then I came home. One of my other rabbi friends, you need to know rabbis. If you don't have a rabbi, call rabbi.com and get you one. No, I'm playing. And this story. So I come home and call my local rabbi. And I said, you have to understand, the Jews have books and scrolls and stuff we've never seen. So they know a whole lot of stuff we don't know, bless our hearts. But we're learning and God's beginning to reveal things, amen? So I called him up and I said, man, guess what I just found out? I found out that Obadiah was an African, a black man. And he says, are you driving? I said, yeah. He said, pull over. I said, okay. I pulled over. He said, get your Bible. Go to Genesis 25 and 1 and start reading. How they do in the African American church. Read! No, I'm kidding. He said, you know y'all been to some of them churches. And the man said, stop! He said, go to Genesis 25, verse 1, read it. And I said, okay. And again, Abraham again took a wife, and her name was Keturah. He said, stop. He said, Keturah was an African woman. You didn't know this came with sound effects, right? I said, oh my God, she's an African woman. And let me tell you about her. Her name means incense. Oh, go somewhere with me now. See, when they named you in the Bible, your name was indicative of who you were, of who you were supposed to be, or the destiny that was on your life. Her name meant incense. It means perfume. It means sweet aroma. Oh, I thought about it, and I said, oh, my God. She had to be a praiser, because in Psalms it talks about let the praises of the righteous go up. It said, he talks about the praises being a sweet-smelling aroma. You were created to praise. was the promise. Amen. He was the promise that the lineage of Jesus Christ was going to come to. So I'm not trying to change that. All I'm doing is saying there's some more cheering. More cheering. Bring them out the back room. Here they come. It says here, I skipped a bunch of points, but I'm going to get to the end. Verse 6 said, Abraham gave gifts to the sons of the concubines that Abraham had. And while he was still living, he sent them eastward, away from Isaac, to the country of the east. Okay? You know, when we look at these patriarchs and great people in the Bible, we forget they are human like us. So just like you trying to pray every day to see what God wants you to do, that's what Abraham was doing. So I say our father Abraham had a sending away anointing.
All right.
He sent you away. He sent Abraham away. And then here it is, he's sending Keturah boys away. The reason Abraham did that, now watch this, because these African boys, men, 17 to 30 years old, 17 to 30 years old, they were big, strong men. And the Jews today call the African and African-American people the ox. They say, because we are strong people, we're resilient. They try to take us out so many times that it just didn't work. I say we got a Terminator anointing. You blow us up in a building, you better not walk off. Because all of a sudden, them bricks. You be dumb, baby, ready or not. But that's why he did it. He was afraid that when he died, that Abel, that the ox, the tumor boys would kill Isaac. Hello, somebody. But let me get to this part. He sent them away. And I'm going to kind of try to close with this. He sent them away, 17 to 30 years old. You know, again, God looks at a whole, he looks from the beginning to the end, or the end to the beginning. A day with God is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years a day. We're the only one that's like locked up in it at this time. Amen. So can you imagine? They just had family night. Well, maybe I don't know what that is. Like, how about they were all together one night? See, because our parents worked the whole time. They didn't have time to have family. But it's also the night before, they're cooking lamb ribs, lamb burgers. Come on now, in Israel. Okay, we eat the bread. And all. I can almost guarantee you that after the Sabbath, at the church, I can almost guarantee you that all the people at the church was trying, at the synagogue, was trying to get to the south side to them Keturah boys barbecue, because they had the best barbecue sauce in town. But here it is, we had a good night last night. Abraham, Keturah, these six boys, we go to sleep. And on the middle of the morning night, Abraham comes in and says, boys, get up. Get your things. You're getting ready to leave. And they said, wait a minute, what? What? Daddy, what you done? Get up! Get your things. You're getting ready to leave. Where are we going? That you're going to the east. Well, why are we going to the east? Because I said so. Get up! You're leaving my house. Well, what about my mama, Keturah? Mama, what you going to do? Keturah turns her back. Oh, wait a minute. Don't you get too mad at Keturah. Watch this, because there's a whole lot of stuff going on in our houses. You know them boys are dealing drugs in that back room. You know that man is molesting them children, and you turn them back. That's okay. We're the exits. We're going to run right out this door. Y'all ain't going to hit me. Keturah turned her back. These boys are crying. Can you imagine the anger? Have you ever wondered why we've been such an angry people? I would say, what's wrong with us? Why are we so mad? Why are we so angry? You ever go to Walmart and you ask the lady, pick up something, and you say, Miss Lady, Clerk Lady, can you tell me how much that is? And if she's an angry black woman, she'll be like, give me that! And you just been traumatized. You went to go get a pound and now you gotta go get counseling. It's all right if you sit by an angry black woman, just keep looking straight. Don't look at it, don't look at it. Don't mess up this meeting. It's true. Some of us living with them. Can you imagine the deep rejection that went into these boys? The abandonment that went into these boys? The fatherlessness. All of a sudden, I'm without a father. The abandonment that came in them. The orphan spirit that came into them. The roots of bitterness. Why? My daddy just sent me away and disowned me. I came to let Savannah know. And First Baptist and all the visitors, we didn't just wake up and become like this. There's generational stuff in our bloodline going all the way back to Abraham and Keturah boys. When they left that place, you wonder what happened to them. Now, wait a minute, let me stop. They went into idolatry. I got another story. It might be X-rated, but I need to tell you. Okay. Block it out. Cover the children's ears. But here's the deal. Because I've been all through the nation, been to all these different places. I'm in Danville, Virginia. And they tell me, they said, right down the street is the largest slave breeding plantation. I said, breeding plant. Yeah, they would take the most strong slave women and the most strong slave men, and they would have them breed all day. Could it be this is what happened to our men, and they're having problems being emotionally tied to one woman? Could it be it's because we were put in situations and stuff got in our bloodline that God never intended? Could it be? Angry man. They left. I'm closing again. And they left. And they said this about their father Abraham. They said, we don't want to have nothing to do with our father Abraham or his God, because if he's going to treat us like this and abandon us and make us fatherless this way and hurt us and reject us, we're going to go to the east. Okay. But guess what? When we get there, this is going to be our God. That chair is going to be our God. Then they went into idolatry. Every time Israel got into serious trouble with God, it was behind idolatry. Nothing's new under the sun. It's the same idolatry today that it was yesterday. And God is saying, I want my people to come out of idolatry. I want to break the curses, the generational curses that's been placed over their family. I'm ready for them to live the abundant life. You know the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I've come that you might have life, and that life more abundantly. If you're ready for abundant life, just say glory. Glory. Angry young men, our jails throughout this nation is filled with young African and Hispanic and other young men from the ages of 17 to 30. What I came to say, it has played out generation after generation. But God is saying, enough is enough. And I'm a part of Spanish too. And one of our words is, basta! That means enough is enough. So what do I need you to do? I need you to help me. I've been going through the nations, and God told me, he said, I need you to go and break the power of slavery off of our nation. You don't hear what I'm saying. He said, this is what America has been under. We've been under the power of slavery. He said, but I'm ready to deal with that now. Oh my goodness. He said, I'm ready for my people, all people, to be able to live the abundant life. How do we get there? We get there by repentance. Amen? So stand on your feet. I left out about 25 stories, Pastor Tillman. Lady Tillman, I left out about 25 stories. So I can come back and then I can have you come back and I'll just do the stories. Here's what we got to do. We're going to repent. You say, I'm not African American. But you're with us. Amen. We're one in the body of Christ. Remember that there's no Jew or Gentile. So some of your stuff might not be happening because we're not there yet. Oh, y'all didn't hear me? That's a good thing. So here's what I want us to do. Repeat these prayers after me. You ready? Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive the African and African-American people for going into idolatry. We repent on their behalf right now. Forgive them for being mad at Abraham, their father. Forgive them for being mad at Keturah, who turned her back on them. Forgive them for being mad at Isaac, because he was a chosen one. Forgive them for being mad because they weren't invited to the funeral. We ask you now, Lord, to release this people group. We break every curse that's been over the African and the African American people. They choose to forgive the Spanish-speaking people for having them as slaves. They choose to forgive the Dutch and the French for having them as slaves. Father, we thank you for forgiving them and breaking every curse from off of them in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to show you this. These are slave chains. They would have one slave chain by the neck and another one chained by the neck, and you see the lock in the middle. They would have shackles on their arms and on their waist, on their ankles. God said, this is America's issue, the spirit of slavery. Have you ever noticed how other people groups come to America? They come neutral, but once they get here, they start not liking a people. It's because they come under the spirit of slavery. But I got good news for them. We're going to break these chains from off of this region and off of this territory. God said, enough is enough. I'm ready for my people to live the abundant life. I'm ready for them to be able to be truly free and have liberty. Some intercessors, just come on up here and start praying. Come on, just come right in here. Intercessors, right here. Come on, somebody. People are praying. How about that? Anybody pray? Just start praying. Because we're doing some kingdom stuff right here, man. Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Did you know break every chain? The name that's above every name. Lord of Lords. King of Kings, great I am. It's in your resurrection power. On the count of three, I want you to shout. One, two, three. We're praying. Come on, the chains are broken. Come on, give it glory. We broke the chains of Jezebel. It's over. It's over, Samantha. will the chains are broken, but they will stay broken. In Jesus' name, we break up that slavery mentality of our hearts, of our minds. I release you. Go break chains. Go break chains. Go break chains.
The God be the glory. To the sunset tree. Yes, indeed. The Lord be going to you today. He said, I need the Lord in my life. I know God loves me. I know that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave with all power. I know the power of the Word of God. And on today, on this Sunday, I want to accept Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. If you're here on today, I want to give your life to Christ. To give you an opportunity to fall down and be in heaven with God in your heart. To make others who already accepted Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, but do not have a church home. And would like to have a fellowship. The first time from Baptist Church. Won't you come? Now, the first invitation is to a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lord. Doesn't matter where you're from, wherever you go, Christ will be there. Won't you come out today? Won't you come out today? Hallelujah.
I hear the truth, I hear the love, oh, yeah, I hear the truth.